Good morning, everyone. This is Stephen Spurgeon from the Baptist Church here in Elmswool. Yesterday morning we had another of our all-age services, and the subject that we explored together was about things that make us anxious. And we shared some ideas about simple things in our homes to simple things in our lives that can cause us to be anxious. In particular, we had a look at things that startle us, things that offer us the possibility of surprise, things we're not prepared for, things that we don't quite understand what's going on, things we cannot see the way through. We also shared the thought that it might not be actually real. We remembered that from the Bible, Daniel survived the lion's den. David wasn't destroyed by Saul or Goliath, and Jesus calmed the storm when his disciples felt very anxious. Topically this week, we have the story of Alan Johnson, who was held captive for a number of days, and it was wonderful what he had to say when he was made free again. For our thought, we concentrated on the story in Acts chapter 16, where we have Paul and Silas who were in prison. They'd been put there because they'd spoken out against some practices that weren't right. And the story shows them chained in a dark dungeon, feeling very uncomfortable and heavily guarded. And it says that at midnight they were singing and they were unafraid. An earthquake happened. The guard thought everyone would have fled. Paul and Silas told the guard that all was well. They placed the guard's life before their own. Even amid all the possibilities, the awful possibilities that could have come to them. The story ended happily with the magistrates allowing them to be set free the following morning. And the guard, through all of this, became a Christian. But the interesting thing was, Paul and Silas were in a position which was very frightening, very difficult. But they found that they weren't alone. They found that God's support was there in the prison. They were given strength to live through even these darkest moments, and they could see light. It's great to know that when we can appreciate God's presence with us, we can feel secure and supported, and we can see light. God will replace dark with light and fear with hope. A great psalm that encapsulates this thought is Psalm 23. David is speaking out of a position in the Old Testament where he felt very vulnerable. The Lord's my shepherd, I shan't want, he says. He makes me lie down in green pastures by still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear any evil, for he knows that God is with him. He knows that God prepares a table for him in the presence of his enemies. He anoints him with things that restores him. And he is assured that goodness and mercy will follow him all the days of his life, and he'll live and dwell with God forever.